Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome. It's another episode of Cheese, Please with you, me, and Daffodil.
And me.
Daffodil, yeah.
Yes.
And, well, hey, hi. It's been a whole week since we talked. And, well, how's the things going, you know? How's your little child? He's growing up, right? Right? He's listening to Cheese Please. Now you put him in front of the radio and listen to our program, don't you? Of course you do. Of course he's picking his nose while he's doing it, but I don't care. That's a good thing. He's listening to the show, right, Daffodil?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, the listener. He had a child. And he's now sharing.
One listener? We have one listener who's now had a child?
Well, her listener. You know, it's just... they had children, Daffodil, and now they're sharing the delights of Cheese Please.
They're indoctrinating them.
Yes, and placing...
the cheesy lifestyle.
Placing the children in front of the radio to enjoy my voice. And I, even if one picks their nose, I don't care.
Just, you're sure they're not saying, if you're not good, then that Snarf dude's going to come and take you away in the van?
No, they're not going to do that.
And force you to wash dishes in diners for food?
No, they're not going to do that. Live the Snarf dude lifestyle. No, that's not going to... This is our show. This is our thing. I would never subject anyone to our lifestyle, Daffodil.
That's probably a good thing.
Anyway, on the show this week we have... Oh, we can't say that word. Can we?
I'm not sure. Which word?
Richard Head Cheese.
Oh, right. You sometimes call Richards Rickies, and you sometimes call Richards Dickies, and sometimes you shorten it to Rick, or sometimes you shorten it to...
Yeah, don't say that, Daffodil.
I wasn't going to.
No. Anyway, we have a few pieces of cheese done by a few people named that word.
Ricky Dicky.
Yeah, okay. But we're starting off the show with a mediocre song.
The song's actually called Mediocre.
Yes, David Seville. And one of my favorite classic Cheese Please instrumentals of all time, we have Claude Duprat, isn't it?
Duprat or Dupri.
Whatever.
Dupru.
On the Hammond organ doing
Mission Impossible.
Right here on
Your Mission, Should You Choose to Accept It, is Cheese Please.
Thank you.
rescued these records from your weird uncle's basement. Cheese, please.
I can't publish that. It's, mediocre.
Indeed it is. That's what he calls it.
Tis.
Dave Seville and Mediocre. There was a B-side of one of the Chipmunk records, if
it's
I remember
cool.
right. And before that, we had Claude Dubois and, on the Hammond organ?
It wasn't bad.
Oh, I don't know.
All things considered.
Well, you want like a big orchestra in that, you know, like a big movie or that. But no, we have a Hammond organ. That's why it's cheesy. My name is Starftoon.
And I'm Daffodil. And this is Cheese Please, a family-friendly show.
Yes. As a matter of fact, if you're listening right now with your family, hey, hi, how you doing?
We're being friendly.
Write in. Comments at cheesepleas.com if you're listening with your family. Listening with your neighbor's family. Feel free. I want to go on record as saying one thing, though. Earlier, I sort of implied that our lifestyle basically sucked. It isn't sucky. We like it.
We choose to live this way.
Yeah, I get to sleep in the van, except when the big tractor trailers drive in when we park at the...
Blow the air horns.
Yeah, yeah. And hey, I eat diner food all the time, except when I, well, can't afford it.
And then you have to eat my cooking.
Yeah, so... but, you know, it's fun. You know, I get to play cheesy music, find records all the time at thrift stores and yard sales and...
dumpster boxes.
Yeah, that gets a little messy. Okay, moving right along.
Yes, now we're going to play our Ricky Dicky cheese.
Yes, we have, I'm going to tell you about that a little later. We're starting off this set with Dick Robinson and Boppin' Martin. But we're starting off, I'm so mixed up.
All right. We're starting off with Dick Curless and Truck Driver's Queen.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to follow that up with Dick Robinson and Boppin' Martin.
Right here on?
Cheese, please.
I'll shut up now.
Ain't got time to play the pinball or get the radar blues. Gotta keep these big wheels rolling. I'm a-coming home to you. I know my baby's waiting, the sweetest ever seen. With big blue eyes that sparkle, she's a truck driver's queen. From Carolina to Alabama on down that Georgia line, I've never seen no one as sweet as that gal of mine. As I put the miles behind me with the headlights burning bright, gotta keep these big wheels rolling, I'm coming home tonight. Ain't got time to play the pinball or get the radar blue. Gotta keep these big wheels rolling, I'm a-coming home to you. I know my baby's waving, the sweetest ever seen. With big blue eyes that sparkle, she's a truck truck driver's queen. At the cafes and the truck stops, all up and down the line, I've seen lots of pretty girls, but none as sweet as mine. With big blue eyes that sparkle, the sweetest ever seen, gotta keep these big wheels rolling to a truck driver's queen. Ain't got time to play the pinball or get the radar blues, gotta keep these big wheels rolling, I'm a-coming home to you. I know my baby's waiting, the sweetest ever seen, with big blue eyes that sparkle, she's a truck driver's queen. With big blue eyes that sparkle, she's a truck driver's queen.
It's the one radio show that 4 out of 5 dental assistants can't agree on, but you know what that fifth assistant knows and still listen anyway. Cheese, please, with your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And didn't want to stop. The kids were jumping at the hop. When all of a sudden, right out of the wall, stepped a two-headed creature about 3 feet tall. Everybody stopped and looked at the thing. He said,
"Keep on going, I come down the swing. Dibble, my man, Dibble. Rybok, Rybole. Dibble, my man, Dibble."
Then with 8 little arms and 8 tiny feet, swinging 4 chicks at once to the rockin' beat, he bopped and strolled off over the floor till the band just couldn't blow anymore. Then when the boys could take intent, he shouted,
"Hey up, cats, let's rock again. Gaibo, my man, Gaibo. Rybok, Rybo. Gaibo, my man, Gaibo."
When the hop was over and the band cut out, I wanted to know what this was all about. So I looked that cat right in both of his faces. I says, "Where are you from?" He said,
"Outer spaces. I got the message one lonely night from the beep, beep, beeping of your satellite. When I heard the sound from way up there, I knew life on Mars was just too square. If you want a big bop for all it's worth, you gotta make the scene right here on Earth. But don't bug me, man,"
said the Martian thing.
"I didn't come to talk, I came down to swing.
With Boppin' Martian and Mr. Richard Robinson. And I fooled you, Daffodil. I wrote it in wrong.
I know, and you made me say it wrong, and now everybody thinks I'm stupid.
No, you're not stupid. I just tricked you.
You did.
And before that, we had Richard Curlis and Truck Driving Queen, part of our...
It's Dick Curlis and Dick Robinson, and now we've got Dickie Goodman.
Oh, yes, Dickie Goodman on our, we can't say the Richard Head Cheese. We can say that, right?
We can say Ricky Dickie.
Okay. We're going to play one of the lesser-known Dickie Goodman songs, Batman and His Grandmother, right here on...
Cheese, Please!
While Gotham City sleeps, Batman's grandmother is being kidnapped by the arch-criminal known as...
The Green Beret.
Commissioner Gordon dials the secret number of the Batcave.
6-3-4-5-7-8-9.
Holy smoke, Batman! They got your grandmother!
Quick, Robin, to the Batmobile.
Great Scott, Batman! Something's heading right for us! Here it comes! Holy cow, Batman! I've wrecked the Batmobile!
Come here, baby. Scratch my back.
No time for that now, Robin.
Look, Batman! It's the Green Beret and Grandmother!
I'll save her, Robin.
Gee whiz, Batman! What happened?
Bang, bang! He shot me down.
Is this the end of Batman? Stay tuned to this record. So far, Batman's grandmother has been kidnapped. Batman has been shot. Robin has had his 19th nervous breakdown. But the best is yet to come.
Batman! Batman! Speak to me!
Baby, I can't make it without you.
Jumping Jupiter, Batman! Grandmother is kissing the Green Beret!
Sign of the times!
Batman! Batman! Where are you going?
To the Batroom, Robin.
Well, how was it, Batman?
It was exciting!
Holy mackerel, Batman! The Green Beret has fallen through that trap door into his own alligator pit.
He's a real nowhere man.
Once again, Batman and Robin have foiled another arch criminal. Back at the Batcave.
Wowee, Batman, look at this telegram. Grandmother has been drafted.
Keys, please, with none other than Dick E. Goodman and Batman and his grandmother. Wow, in the Batcave, hear that soprano. Whoa, no, I don't want to hear that. No.
You're just messing up all over the place this evening, sir.
Oh, I don't know what to tell you. That wasn't supposed to happen, but you know, on Keys, please, anything happens.
It's that kind of a show. It's the wacky, the warped, and the weird every week.
And especially when I can't push the right button. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese Please.
You know, Daffodil, I had time to ponder on that show, and I want to go on record as saying, you know, we don't have the greatest life, per se. We're always broke half the time and have to wash dishes for food and living here in the van. It's a little difficult, but you know what? Sometimes, most of the time, I don't think I'd have it any other way.
Me either.
Because, you know, there's no, you know, the whole, I don't know, punching a time clock, I guess the word is.
Yes, nobody tells us what to do.
No.
And nobody tells us where to go.
No.
As long as we dial in a show every week.
Yeah, and it's cool, and we have all these listeners that listen to us. That's even better. Any comments?
Yes, if you don't play the chart-topping cheesy now, it's not going to happen.
Oh!
Topping the charts at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart-topping cheesies on Cheese Please.
You know what, though?
Yeah, we're just kind of going off in a tangent that we really didn't have time for.
Okay, number one, 1975. This guy was a life insurance salesman, I believe, at one point. Chip Fries, also known as C.W. McCall. I'm sure you've heard it at one point. I thought he'd play it again. Why not? Here on Cheese Please, none other than...
Cotton Boy.
Breaker 1-9, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got little convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got little convoy, it's a beautiful sight.
You want to back off them hogs? 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But there's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
'Cause we got a great big convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a great big convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy. Ain't nothing but a get in our way. We gonna roll this duckin' convoy across the USA. Convoy.
You want to give me a 10-9 on that, Big Ben? Negatory, Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hulk is starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears, and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke, with 1,000 screaming trucks, and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Hey, rubber duck, just sodbuster, come on there, yeah, 10-4, sodbuster, listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
'Cause we got a mighty cowboy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty cowboy. Ain't she a beautiful sight?
What's your 20? Omaha. Well, they ought to know what to do with them honks out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail.
A show for the inner geek in all of us. Pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Please, please.
Standing there, she was a pretty sight. But when she turned to walk away, I really saw the light. And I went, yep,
boom.
Ain't she nice? Yep,
boom.
Said it twice. I've never seen a gal that looks so friendly and retreat. Yep,
boom.
Boy, that's neat. Boom, don't, boom, don't. Wah, 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 wah. Oh, booty, booty, don't. Do, 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 do. She got aboard a streetcar and I wasn't far behind her. But when I got inside, I looked around and couldn't find her. I looked at all the faces, but I really couldn't tell. The car had stopped and she got off, and then I knew her well. And I went, yep,
boom.
There she goes, yep,
boom.
What a rose. I may not recognize her face, but when she starts to go, yep,
boom.
Tally-ho. The house, she got inside before me. I had a hunch that when she took a look, she would adore me. I cleared my voice and took a breath and knocked up on the door. It wasn't her that answered, it was someone 6'4", and he went, yep,
boom,
lost a tooth, yep,
boom,
that's the truth. Today I'm in a hospital, and all there goes a nurse, yep,
boom.
Please, with Jerry Lewis and yep. I always thought of him as the telethon guy, but apparently he had a career before that.
In movies?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
A lot of movies.
I wonder if they're on DVD.
Some of them are.
Maybe we can find some and watch some.
I'm sure we can pick them up at the dollar bin.
Oh, yeah, there's an idea. That's pretty much all we can afford. And before that, we had the chart-topping cheesy from C.W. McCall, Convoy. Makes me want to get on a CB or get
makes
in a...
Makes you want to get in your car and ride the railroads.
Yeah, maybe like the Smokey and the Bandit. I could be the Bandit driving around in front of the big rig. I'm
going to point out very, very quickly, don't drive the van that way.
I'm not going to drive the... technical difficulty. Oh, what's going on? I think we better get out of here.
It's one of those weeks, eh?
Oh, okay. Oh, maybe I'm going to open the glove compartment. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Whoa.
So what do we have in the glove compartment this week?
Well, I can talk. Here, the number one song from 1907. That's my Casey impression.
That's an old one.
Yeah, School Days. You've heard this before.
School Days.
Okay, we got to go. The thing's going nuts.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for coming. Thanks for having Miss Cheese, please. Yeah.
Until next week, folks.
Nothing to do, Nanny, darling. Nothing to do, you say. Let's take a trip on memory ship. Back to the bygone day. Sail to the old village schoolhouse. Anchor outside the school door. Look in and see. There's you and there's me. A couple of kids once more. School days, school days. Hear old golden rule days. Reading and writing and arithmetic. Taught to the tune of a hickory stick. You were my queen in calico. I was your bashful barefoot beau. And you wrote on my slate, I love you, Joe. When we were a couple of kids. And the oaks and old chestnut now. Remember the meadow so green, dear, so fragrant with clover and may. In the new city lot and preferred business plot, they've cut them up since those days. School days, school days. And writing and arithmetic. Taught to the tune of a hickory stick. You were my queen in Carrico. I was your bashful barefoot beau. And you wrote on my slate, I love you, Joe. When we were a couple of kids.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird, Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snalen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.